Welcome to idopodcast.com, where fun and inspiring relationship experts, therapists, and couples share tips and advice that will help lead you to a fulfilling and happy relationship. Let their guidance illuminate your path to happiness. Are you ready to create lasting love? And now, your hosts, Chase and Sarah.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys.
We are back after about
2 years.
2 years. We've taken a 2 year break. And now
not
we're
on
back.
Purpose, not planned out.
No.
But it's been 2 years. And we're now married. And we have a baby.
We do. A 1 year old.
A little over one.
You can kind of put that timeline together.
She's a honeymoon baby. And we got married the end of October. I think our last podcast was
right before the wedding.
Yeah, and then so the wedding. Just want to kind of catch everyone up what we've been up to, I guess, more or less the last 2 years, and why we're coming back, and then what we're planning for the future. All exciting things. So, yeah, the wedding was kind of the cliche. Of it's the best night of your life.
But it was. I mean, well, now, obviously, beside the day our daughter was born, it was one of the best days.
What? Yeah.
One of them.
I mean, I kind of hate that saying. I always thought it was kind of cheesy. But yeah. It was. Look, I hope we have better nights, to be honest, or better days, because why not have a lot? But it was really special. I think a big part of it is just having all of your friends and family there. You know, it's not like the DJ was amazing and the food was amazing. It was nice, but it's more just about having the so many people that you love and care about and friends and family all there, like, to share that day and that night. So I think that's what didn't make it so special. So yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
What did we...
We went to South Africa for our honeymoon.
Well, I was still going to talk about the wedding.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
Well, I was trying to think of what stood out. I mean, it was on the beach. Wasn't huge. We tried to make it as small as possible. We still had, 120?
No, yeah, 110.
Yeah.
Right around there.
Which, to me, is still big. But
well, I think that's still considered big. I mean, it's not like 400 big, but it's...
Yeah. Well, so it was medium size, and it was on the beach, and Sarah did, like, all of the planning, all of the decorations herself, the music, the whole deal. I just kind of sat back and said yes, I guess, to most of the stuff.
You were supportive with everything.
No, I'm saying I was supportive, but I didn't really do anything. And she made all of the... It was a dessert table because Sarah formerly was of Sarah's Sweets Catering. So Sarah had a baking business. And so anyway, she catered her own wedding. It was pretty cool.
Which I don't regret. Some people have asked me, oh my gosh, would you do that all over again? And I probably would. Like, I love doing baking and making fun little, everything was like miniature size. So I just had a lot of fun. Although it was kind of crazy. Like the last 2 days before the wedding, I was literally baking for like 12 hours one day and like, I don't know, 10 hours the other day. But I had some girlfriends help me, so it was manageable. But Looking back, it was good.
Of course it was good. I told her she was kind of crazy for doing it just because I wanted her to enjoy everything and not stress. But she doesn't really stress easily. So she made it happen. And I made the altar, kind of. it was mostly my brother-in-law because he's a carpenter, Andy.
And I'm
pretty useless when it comes to tools and manly stuff like that. So I'll admit it. But I think he more or less built it, but I definitely painted I painted the varnish on it. So I handled that. So anyways, yeah, it was kind of a do-it-yourself wedding, and we made it happen. And yeah, it was really special. First dance, I don't have any dance moves, and I just remember we kind of did like
so boring.
The back and forth, it was... eighth grader style, like nothing fancy, doing circles in the same direction
for the longest
John Mayer song ever.
Oh, it was very special though, but it was
pretty funny.
Like a long time.
Yeah. So then, yeah, without boring you anymore on the wedding, it was awesome. And then,
and if anyone is interested, I'll do a post with like some pictures we'll do and stuff.
We'll definitely put that out there. And
if anybody cares to see him, yeah. My dessert table and the altar that you made.
Yeah. and then the very next day, we didn't really plan it. Like we weren't like, oh, we got to leave the next day to go on our honeymoon. Cause you know, that's what you do the next day. But I think when we bought the tickets, we bought them on points that I had accumulated from traveling, and that was like the only day within a week that we could go was the next day. So it was kind of like semi mad scramble, like wake up, not too hungover. We're not big drinkers, so woke up, but just all the adrenaline from the wedding, we kind of felt hungover, had breakfast with the family, and then like packing all the wedding gifts and then everything. Packing in general. It was kind of a hectic day, but like we made it happen. And returning the extra alcohol because we bought all our own alcohol. So we had like all this cheap wine, and I was like, no, we're not just going to keep it. So I returned that. And then, and then we were off to, Sarah, I think already mentioned it, but to South Africa. So,
I would totally recommend for honeymoon. To go, it's like,
well, oh just for gosh. Anything. Well,
yeah, anything. But it's probably one of, if not my favorite trip we've done.
Yeah. So, and then we should also do a post on how we did it. Like it was all the honey fund. I'm sure any of you that have been married or thinking about it or have friends that used, I think honey fund, but there's several where like for your wedding registry, instead of gifts, you know, you get money or it can go towards your honeymoon so we did that. And then with the flights, we're booked on points. And so it was all paid for more or less. And because getting to South Africa is not cheap. So and then the honeymoon was amazing. We rented a car, and I guess where I didn't plan the wedding, I planned the honeymoon. So I'll take some credit there, even though it didn't go exactly as planned. Well, most of it, but
it did.
Well, yeah.
What did you not go planned?
No, I guess it did more or less. A lot of driving, I guess. I planned for it, but maybe if I was going to plan again, less driving. But we rented a car.
We drove what? How many thousand miles? 3,000 miles?
Yeah. Basically, almost like driving cross country. Yeah. But we crossed the U.S. We landed in Johannesburg. Drove to Kruger National Park. That's like the biggest game park, in South Africa, and in certainly maybe one of them in
the world.
I think there's other bigger ones in Africa. But anyways, it's like the place to go to see the wildlife. And we spent, 10 days there. And you just drive around. It's not a zoo. These are very much wild animals. The park is the size of like Delaware, so it is not. There's a fence around it, but these are free range.
You have to stay in your car. No walking around.
We saw the big five, didn't we? Like everyone, you want to see the big five. Yeah, we saw lion, leopard, water buffalo, elephant, and rhino.
Yeah,
that's the big five.
But we also saw cheetahs.
Oh yeah, but we saw.
Or jaguars. Yeah. No, that was one of the big five. Yeah. What are the other ones that we saw that were like really rare?
Yeah, the cheetahs. We saw cheetahs. We saw giraffe.
Porcupine. Remember that night?
Yeah. Monkeys. I wanted to see honey badger. Didn't see honey badger.
No, we didn't.
But what else was?
Tons of zebra.
Of zebra. Ostrich.
Baby ostrich.
Jackals. Crocs. whatever, you name it, and it was awesome. Like, yeah. If you're any bit into nature or wildlife, you got to do that. And you just drive, you know, and you just drive on these roads that intersect through the park. The day we drove in, we went on the wrong road, of course. And
it's like a ranger private road.
It's a
like
private road. And basically, unfortunately, there's a lot of poaching of these animals, these rhinos, and for their horns. So there was like a red flag that this vehicle is on the wrong road, which was us. And the helicopter, I think, spotted us. And we got like a ranger tracked us down and whatever. It wasn't a big deal in the end. But
he was not happy.
No, he was pissed. I mean, yeah. He was angry. You know, and it felt like a dumb tourist, but that was like within 20 minutes of entering the park. But yeah. Anyways, yeah, it was super cool. Yeah. And that was like the start of it. And then we just drove down, basically like the entire right coast, the eastern coast of South Africa. Won't go into everything all the way down, but we stopped at a lot of amazing places. And then we finished in another awesome area in Cape Town, yeah. Which is just a beautiful city. And yeah, it was really special. So yeah, that was the honeymoon. And then we got back from the honeymoon. And then like 5 days later, it was my best friend's wedding. So we went to that, which was cool. And Sarah was starting to feel a little sick, or she wasn't sure, and
so not we went, right.
Yeah, not right. And then what? Like, I guess the day we got back from.
Well, I took a pregnancy test while we were there, and it said negative.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, it's okay. And then I think like 2 days later, because we were back in St. Pete by then visiting our family, and I took another test, and it said positive.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, so
now we have a 14-month-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, basically. And then
her name is Stella.
Stella.
And we are trying to plan these interviews and talks with our guests around her nap schedule, but at this moment it's very inconsistent when her napping is, so you may hear her a little bit here and there, but we'll try.
Well, yeah. Hopefully she sleeps. But if not, we'll figure it out. That's what Sarah's editing skills come in. But yeah, and then basically we got back from the honeymoon and my friend's wedding. And then we got back to California, San Diego, where we live. And we just kind of got wrapped up in planning for the baby. And I would move. Yeah, we moved to a 2-bedroom. To make sure we had room when she came, and I was busy with my stand-up paddle racing that I do. So the podcast just kind of got put to the side. Not that we like consciously said, all right, we're going to stop. And then life just kind of kept rolling. And then, I don't know, Sarah, a couple months ago was looking at the stats.
Well,
you tell them.
I would periodically, you know, jump on Libspin and just check out, you know, see how we're doing, see how many downloads are going on. And it was steadily increasing all, you know, ever since we put our last one on back in October of 2014. So I just randomly, maybe last month checked it. And I think we had like 35,000 downloads last month alone, which is
on one episode or.
No, just for the whole month, but which is, I mean, it's still pretty good because some episodes were getting, you know, the most recent ones were getting obviously more listens, but I mean, I think that's good. I mean,
well, what's good?
Compared
if we're reaching anyone out there, you know, the whole idea of starting the podcast was to get information and relationship advice for ourselves and to help you guys. And so, you know, if we're helping one person in their relationship, you know, then I think we're succeeding. Now, obviously we're both entrepreneurial and we want this podcast to succeed and be sustainable. And so, yeah, like the more people we're reaching, the better, you know, the more impact we're having on people's lives. And hopefully, you know, the more we can grow this podcast. So it was, it's just in anything you do, it's nice to know that you're reaching people, mm-hmm. you know, when you're trying to do something like this. We're doing it for ourselves, but if we were just doing it for ourselves, we wouldn't publish it on iTunes, you know, right. completely. So yeah, it helps us in our relationship, but we want to help you guys and to see like the numbers like that
increase.
Yeah. Was just like, wow, we need to get this going again. We need to get it going again for ourselves, and our relationship is strong, but we just always want to improve and we can always do better. And we want to build on this community that of people that are listening and hopefully providing value, you guys. And, you know, Sarah would and myself would get messages on Facebook and emails just saying, hey, asking when are you guys going to put out new episodes and giving us feedback on other ones and asking questions about problems they have. And that's all really cool because, you know, we put this stuff out there and it's all in the interwebs, as they say, in the matrix. And we don't, you know, have a direct idea until, you know, we see these downloads, we see these interactions, and it's like, wow, this is really reaching people and really and hopefully making a difference. So yeah, so kind of like we're like, let's get this thing rolling again. It's been kind of sitting there, and so in the coming weeks and months and years, we're committed to at least what, like one or two a week? Is that what we said?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to shoot for two. Obviously, yep. It's a whole different story now with Stella, but I think the goal is to do two, and if not, at least one. And
we'll do one a week, maybe two, and then maybe one every day if we can get a nanny, babysitter.
No.
But yeah, I mean, we want to grow this thing and help you guys. And, you know, I never went into this like someone that was super passionate about relationships and helping people. And it wasn't really about that. It was like, oh, we're getting married and
this will help us.
Yeah, this will help. And then I listened to a lot of podcasts and then I started to realize it's helping us and we are reaching people. And then my mindset kind of switched and continues to switch of like, well, what's kind of the most important things in your life are your friends and family. Cause without that, you have nothing. And part of your friend and then your family, if you're married is your significant other, whether or not you're married, but in that relationship is, whether it's existing or something that you're trying to find, that's got to be one of the most important things in your life in making that sustainable and healthy and fulfilling and as good as it can be. It's going to affect everything else in your life and it is super important because if you don't have that foundation, you know, I listen to podcasts about business. Well, you can have all the money in the world, but if you're unhappy in your relationship, then what good is it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're really excited to get this thing going again.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so excited. we have, I'm not sure if we mentioned it already, but we do have a couple new things that we are looking forward to. And one of those is a YouTube channel. So the idea is that after our interviews, we'll have a, I don't know, 5-10 minute
yeah,
talk about right. How we feel, how the guest helped us or, you know, what we're
like a post-game analysis.
Still putting it all together, but
well,
yes.
It's just talk, but yeah.
Yeah. That's like, the idea.
We'll have a YouTube channel and yeah. You'll get to see us in our living room / kitchen. And yeah, we'll just kind of do a post-show talk, kind of a little bit more free flow, kind of like this podcast. If you've listened to our other podcasts, they're a little bit more structured and with our guests, and we'll continue to keep that format for now, but maybe as we get more comfortable, mm-hmm. we'll free flow a little bit more. But certainly the YouTube channel is just going to be conversational, us talking, like post-game, post-show review, and then we'll open that up. Maybe we'll answer some questions on there
that you guys submit. Or maybe we'll do a Google Hangout. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
Because then I think people can like tune in and I don't know. We'll see. Let us know what you think. I mean, if you guys, you know, have any suggestions, we're definitely open for it. And, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, with being newlyweds and new parents, I think we both look forward to having that perspective. Obviously we have that naturally, but then having guests on that can speak to married couples in all relationships, but, and then parenting, you know, I think parenting in relating that to a relationship is huge, because it's just, if you have a kid, it's going to affect your relationship. It's going to make it stronger. It's going to put stress on it, because when the baby's crying all night and you're tired and you wake up in the morning and, mm-hmm. you know, it's just the whole, everything just changes. So definitely bringing that into the equation with our guests will be something that we will look forward to doing.
Yeah. Okay. So like I mentioned, for giving us your feedback, like anything is super helpful at this point. Also, if you have any questions that you want us to ask our listeners, we're throwing out our guests, sorry. We're possibly going to change the his and her section to guest question or listeners questions. So, send us your questions. Also, don't forget to review and subscribe. It's super helpful now that we're doing this and we're back on it. So it would be great. 5 stars, please.
If you like it.
If you like it. I think that's... Is there anything else we're forgetting? Anything else you want to add, Chase?
I think that's it. We'll see you... On YouTube,
and
you'll hear us on iTunes or wherever else you subscribe and listen.
Yeah, and we'll have the first episode back like within the next couple days after we put this out. So stay tuned. Keep an eye out for our first episode back. And thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. And you guys are awesome.
See ya.
Bye. Are you interested in learning 5 ways to improve your relationship on a daily basis? How about 5 tips for engaged couples or newlyweds? This information and more is our free gift to you when you go to idopodcast.com and subscribe to our mailing list. Thank you so much for joining us today on I Do Podcast.
Head on over to idopodcast.com for full recaps of every show, relationship resources, tips, and advice.
Your path to a successful and lasting relationship awaits you. Are you ready to create lasting love?